welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good, as always.
And back with us is Auntie Mama. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
I'm great.
All right. Since we missed two, we're going to... we missed one, really. So we're going to do two divisions this week and focus mostly on that today. We're going to start with the AFC North, which has the Bengals, the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to start with my prediction. This is another division I think that's going to be pretty tough. Although I don't think that I'm going to have them as high. I don't think I'm going to give this division as many wins as I gave the other ones. But still, I think it'll still be pretty close because I think they have three teams that will be pretty good this year. But I have the Bengals winning the division. I got Baltimore coming in at number two, Pittsburgh coming in at number three, and the Browns coming in at number four.
Bullshit.
Excuse me. Well, tell us your list then.
I don't see the Browns coming in last. I understand it's a stout division, but I just don't see the Browns coming in last. If I would have to take, I would have to say that the Bengals will come last this year.
The Bengals?
Yes.
That is crazy.
Yes. They understand they got Joe Burrow.
That ain't just Joe Burrow. They just have a really good team.
It's debatable.
Compared to the rest of them?
They lost their starting safety to Atlanta.
That was us. You talking about Von Bell?
No. They lost Jesse. Well, they lost both of their safeties.
Okay.
They lost Jesse Bates He went to Atlanta on a big deal. There was somebody else they lost. Well, they lost Von Bell. Yeah. Who else? It was somebody else that they just lost as well. So I mean, I don't see them being as stout as they think as the rest of the teams in the league. I mean, I'm not saying that the Browns is going to win the division, but I do feel like defense win championships. I always preach that, but also know that offense have to score points. So I can see them scoring points, but I can also feel like they can't stop points either.
Well, they've never had a great defense, but as far as their offense is concerned, they're core 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players. They're still there, okay, offensively. So we know they're still going to be able to put up points.
Yeah.
The issue, it might be defense, but I haven't heard a lot about them losing a whole bunch of pieces on the defensive side. So we'll have to see with them. But I still think they'll be the best team in that division, given their offense.
This is why we do predictions. This is why we do predictions. It's just the educated guess.
So you got the Bengals coming in last?
Yes.
Okay.
What was your whole list?
I didn't go through it. I have Baltimore.
I thought we already did Baltimore.
Did we? I don't think we did.
Let me see, because y'all might be messing up. Oh, we did the NFC North.
Yeah.
NFC East.
AFC East, right?
And we did the AFC East. So now we're doing the AFC North?
Yeah.
So you got Baltimore coming in first?
Yeah, Baltimore coming in first.
And they the Ravens, right?
Yeah, so I have the Browns coming in second.
What?
And it's I don't know where all this blind faith in the Browns is coming from.
Deshaun Watson will play a whole season this year.
So,
Last time we seen him play a whole season, he was complete. He had the highest.
I'm not saying anything bad about Deshaun Watson. It's the rest of the team.
They got Amari Cooper.
That's cool.
They got Nick Chubb.
Oh yeah, they do got Amari Cooper.
Nick Chubb is great. They have a great defense too.
Yeah.
I don't think their team is better than one, either the Ravens or the Bengals. I know you said the Ravens are number one, but and the fact that you're gonna put somebody at the bottom and it's not Pittsburgh or the Browns is crazy to me. But.
I mean, and to be honest, I'm right here.
Now let him change your prediction.
No, I'm not. with the Browns and the Steelers. I mean, I didn't even say Browns. The Steelers or the I'm fighting with the Steelers and the Bengals going forth. But I think that defense, you losing that much on defense, is going to be a problem. But also, you can't defense is a play is a part of the team you can't plug if you got a good stud. Yeah. So, that's my only thought. But Baltimore, Cleveland. Still. And it's a coin flip between the Steelers and the Bengals on third and fourth.
Okay. So you got the Bengals at four, so you got to have Steelers there.
That's crazy to me. What's yours, Dante Ball?
It's a flip. It's a coin flip on both.
Bengals are way too low for me. I'll accept.
I know you love Joey Burrow. You know, Joe Shiesty. I know you love
Joe. I am more than just about the quarterback.
I know.
I've been looking for it, Trey.
But I know you like Joe Shiesty. I know that's your guy. You know, no, I ain't saying that it's all about. You know, I know you're what's saying is you don't like it's all about the. It's not all about the quarterback. But you know, we're not gonna get in that debate today.
Okay. So, I don't like none of these damn teams. To be honest, so I really don't care. But if I had to predict, Baltimore did pretty good last year. They did.
And that's another thing.
And so did the Cleveland Browns.
I don't remember did. What their record was. It wasn't a bad record, though. I don't think so.
This is my thing.
I know Baltimore, they finally got Deshaun Watson some help. Cleveland went 7-10.
Be Lamar Jackson. Somehow.
So that's an averaging. Is that what I say?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, look, they finally got Lamar Jackson some help.
Well, I'm finna put these teams on here how I like them. You know what I'm saying? So whatever happens. So
before we go to you, right quick, let me say that's another reason why I got them that low too. They almost lost to the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs without Lamar Jackson.
The Bengals?
Yeah. Remember
they
would off of that what's name trying to dive over the goal line. The ball came out and they returned it for the touchdown. And that's what gave them the lead to win the game.
I don't remember. Honestly, I really don't remember that play. I have to go back and look at it.
I remember because I was like, I couldn't believe that Baltimore was in the game without Lamar.
Okay.
With Tyler Huntley. They have a good team, though.
Yeah.
The issue was that he was their whole offense. So.
Okay, let me see. By how, like, this team, that's how order they're going in. So, definitely the Steelers is coming in last.
I'm not surprised by that one.
And then I don't care too much for the Ravens at all.
The teams that pose the biggest threat to the Cowboys, that's why.
Of course. Of course.
At least you recognize.
Of course. I'm going to go with the Bengals third. And I'm putting Cleveland because I have nothing against Cleveland Browns.
How about that? Y'all's list are crazy. So for you, it's Cleveland, Bengals, Ravens, Steelers?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a crazy list.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse than Trey's.
Mm-hmm.
And yours worse than all.
Mine is the best one. Mine is the most realistic.
No. You got Bengals, yeah, but you don't Ravens, know, but Steelers, Browns.
But this is all projected.
I'm that confident. I'm that confident.
Okay, we're going to come back to this when once the season starts, you know, and we do our... Right. No, because when do we start? When are we going to do our real? I mean, these are our projections for right now.
No, no, we're not going through this. These are our predictions for the seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying eventually we're gonna have to.
I'm sure we'll probably change our mind a little bit. Like, we're gonna come back to it and look at what we said, but like, these are our predictions for the season. So once the season ends, whoever was right at this moment, they're right. Whoever was wrong, they're wrong.
I'm putting everybody at 17.
Seven, that is crazy. That it will never happen.
Everybody, that's not good. I gave them games.
I can guarantee you that won't happen.
I gave them seven games. Yeah.
7-10 is going to be the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to go through the Bengals schedule real quick. The Bengals, they play the Browns, Ravens, Rams, Titans, Cardinals, Seahawks, 49ers, Bills, Texans, Ravens, Steelers, Jaguars, Colts, Vikings, Steelers, Chiefs, Browns.
Damn, they might really be in the fall.
That is pretty tough. Yes. So automatic 3 losses. I'm gonna say they gonna lose. They play the Bills week 9. That's either a Sunday night game or a Thursday or Monday night game. I don't remember if I gave the Bills that game or not, but
you probably
for
did.
Now. I know it. I really don't remember, but for now I'm gonna give it to the Bills. And yeah, I'm gonna go 4 losses for them. They play the Chiefs week 17, but they have the Chiefs number in the regular season. So, well, really they got their number in the playoffs too. But I'm still, it's true. But I'm giving them 4 losses, 3 division games, and 1 to the Bills. And I'm gonna say they're gonna beat the Chiefs. So what is that? 13-4.
Mm-hmm. Nah, you said they're gonna. You said they're gonna get. They're gonna beat the Chiefs.
So you saying they ain't gonna lose 4 games?
Yeah, it's either lose to the Chiefs and beat the Bills, or beat the Bills and lose to the Chiefs, or beat the Bills, lose to the Chiefs, or beat the Chiefs or lose to the Bills.
You don't see them losing both.
It's possible, but no, I think they're gonna pull out one of them. Okay. I think both of them be real tough games, but they're gonna pull out one of them. I say the Bills because it's earlier in the season. And when you get to week 17, at that point, you already know who you are as a team. And then I think both of those teams are going to be – I don't think their record is going to – that's the last game of the season for them, actually. And I don't think –
they're not going to play. They're not going – that game's going to be meaningful. So
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think – I think at that point in the season, both of those teams won't be able to – just sit their starters. Like, even though it's the very last game, I don't think they're going to be able to sit their starters. They're going to have to play each other as good as this. Is going to be an extra playoff game.
Yeah, and it's going to be a prime. That's going to be prime time.
Yeah. It's already a 4:25 game, but that's probably going to get flexed.
So.
8 o'clock game.
So, you giving the Bengals 13-4?
Yep. What about y'all?
I'm on the shit.
No, they not going to the season.
So you giving the Bengals 8-9?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you got this whole division.
You might as well win with me.
Nah, I might give them 9-8.
No. I mean, but you said them coming at number 4, so you got the whole division.
Yeah. So
either winning 8 games or more, or 9 games.
Nine. Yeah. What's not gonna win 9?
Raven.
No. Steelers gonna win 9 too. Cause West Name don't never have a losing season.
I'm not predicting a losing season for them anyway.
9. He gonna get.
They I got
gonna,
them coming in 3rd.
So I'm gonna say they gonna go nine and eight. But it, like I said, it's gonna be a coin flip of who 3rd or 4th. But it's gonna be 9-8. So I expect them to have a winning season, but it's not gonna be as many games. Like, I can low-key see, I have a feeling that Baltimore's going to come with some fire this year. Mm-hmm. So I don't be surprised if they get them both times.
I don't think so. Like, I think Baltimore would be good, but I don't see them being in. Or at least by the time we get to the playoffs, I don't see them being amazing. Cause they got a good team, but an older team, especially like they gave him Odell, but he's still old, and it's been almost 2 years since he's played.
Hey, what them is it?
Oh, whoa. It's only been a year. He didn't play last year. The year he got hurt in the Super Bowl. That's the end of the year. That's the last game of the season.
I'm not talking about an NFL year. I'm talking about like a full calendar year. It's been almost.
It ain't been 2 years total.
Yeah. He got injured February of 2021. Then he didn't play the whole year of 2022.
Yeah, but he is.
Wait a minute. Is my math right?
Yeah. No.
No, it's not right. He got injured in February of 2022.
Oh, so he only stayed out 1 year.
Yeah.
Because Super Bowl, he got hurt, right?
Yeah, because remember they kept saying he was coming back.
Yeah. So he got hurt Super Bowl. So he was only out a year for season, man. If he come back this season.
He hasn't played football in about a year and a half.
Yeah.
But still, that's a long time. Well, I expect him to be good, but he's still an older guy now. So I expect him. I don't expect Odell to be Odell of old. I expect him to be Odell, but older Odell.
See, I would say that, but we talking about the receiver position.
But that's been their biggest problem, though.
I'm saying in a general, we talking about the receiver position. They don't take that many hits. They don't,
I'm not saying he's going to get injured. I'm just saying he's not going to be as good as
I'm saying. You're saying that he's not Odell of old. What? Just think about this. AB had played in the league all the way until last season. And we've had problems with him, right? He's been injured as well.
Receivers still age, though. We've seen receivers be good early in their career. And then once they got older, they wasn't playing the same. Like Larry Fitzgerald. When he got older, he wasn't playing the same way he used to, but he still was pretty good. And that's what I'm saying Odell would be. Like, he'll still be pretty good, but he ain't going to be, like, some dominating receiver, like a top three receiver like
what
he was
earlier.
What you
consider old, man?
Past 30?
Yeah, see,
in
anybody
NFL,
past 30,
shoot
him in the back of the head, they're dead.
Hold up. When you are in the NFL, you are considered old at that point. Because your career, like, the chances of you making it past 35 is low.
That's not true no more.
Yeah.
Because once, what's his name?
Who?
Who's still playing?
Aaron Rodgers still playing. He's 39. 40.
No, he's 49.
Oh, yeah, he is 49.
But who's the...
It was Brady. He was 45.
Yeah. So...
But that's a quarterback. Like, quarterbacks usually last
longer.
They
the one get beat up the most.
No. Running backs and linebackers get beat up
more
than anybody else.
Yeah, I would get... Running backs get the worst of it.
Yeah.
Cause they just want you to run your head right in the middle, no matter what is going on.
Okay.
But I think Odell got more in the tank than what you think he got. But they receiving core as a whole is good.
I know they got Odell now. Who else do they got?
They got Porche. He's a receiver that's been on their team. For a couple of years, but he's starting to get his wings now. Who else they signed? They signed somebody else off for a 1 year deal. That was a first round draft pick. He was good for his team. Then he fell off. I can't think of the guy's name.
I know they got Mark Andrews. He's good. He's not a great receiving threat, but he's good.
I don't think
their offense is going to be an issue though.
Yeah.
Like I don't think either side of the ball really is gonna be an issue. I just don't think that the Baltimore Ravens as a team is gonna be better than guys like the Bills, Bengals, Chiefs. Like there's other teams that are still pretty good.
I never said that Baltimore was gonna take like the Bills or the Chiefs area.
And winning a division.
Okay. Every division wouldn't make the playoffs. So,
but you also have everybody in this division with a winning record.
Yeah, but that don't mean they're gonna make the playoffs.
It's possible with every team having a winning record, at least three are probably gonna make the playoffs.
No, not if somebody lot of like somebody like let's say I got I'm trying to think of my AFC, what's the name, picks.
Your AFC East.
At least two of them are making it to the playoffs.
Your AFC East prediction was Bills, Dolphins, Jet, and New England.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Those teams, and I'm pretty sure I got the Dolphins, what, I got them like 10-6 or something, 10-7?
11-6.
See, they can make the playoffs. Even if they do get them, even if everybody in that division do have a winning season.
Yeah, but in order for that to happen, three of those teams would have to have less than 11 wins.
Yeah, but I already got two of them that got 9. Because I said the Bills,
How many did you get a Bengals? You gave the Bengals 9.
Yeah.
You gave the Steelers 9.
Yeah.
Well, how many you giving Baltimore?
I'm giving Baltimore. They're going to go. Well,
listen to their schedule real quick. It could be an easy schedule, could be a tough schedule. Baltimore is Texans, Bengals, Colts, Browns, Steelers, Titans, Lions, Cardinals, Seahawks, Browns, Bengals, Chargers, Rams, Jaguars, 49ers, Dolphins, Steelers. That is an easy schedule.
Yeah, they ain't playing nobody.
I was about to say, they may go 15-2.
Because they ain't playing nobody.
I'm still giving them three division losses.
Yeah, so I say they'll go 13-4.
I'm going to say the Ravens. They're going to lose. I gave them 3. Oh, they're going to lose to the 49ers. I'm going to give them a loss to the Chargers and the Lions. No, I'm not. So, yeah, I'm going to have them lose 3 games, plus I'm going to have them losing to the Chargers and the 49ers. So, that's 12-5.
Okay. For the Ravens?
Yeah.
You got your heart set on them, honey.
I got the Bengals with a better record, huh?
Yeah, you do.
So, you must got the Bengals going. Well, you got them 13-4. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you 7-10.
Everybody.
That's crazy.
Everybody. Nobody's going to be winning out of this.
I'll be laughing if that shit come out.
Hey, if it come out. It come out.
You know, I kind of hope it do.
It come out. I'm going to Vegas. I'm like, oh, yeah. You better listen to the podcast. We said this. We predicted this. We need some money. All
right. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Their schedule: 49ers, Browns, Raiders, Texans, Ravens, Rams, Jaguars, Titans, Packers, Browns, Bengals, Cardinals, Patriots, Colts, Bengals, Seahawks, Ravens.
They got a pretty tough schedule in the beginning now.
Yeah. I think it's an okay schedule.
Yeah, I still got them going the same way.
Not too bad, not too. You said 9-8, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about, I don't know why I keep thinking we're still talking about the Ravens, but the Steelers.
Yeah.
The Steelers, I'm going to say they'll lose to the Bills. They'll lose to the 49ers.
Hey, you think?
Yeah. I think the Steelers will be a better team this year than they were last year. I'll say they're going to lose to... Say they'll lose to the Seahawks.
You think they'll lose to the Seahawks?
Yeah.
The Seahawks can't beat themselves. How they gonna beat somebody else?
I feel like the Seahawks are going, or not the Seahawks, but I feel like the Steelers, like they're, I think they're gonna be a good team, but they're also gonna be one of those teams that do beat themselves. Like there's time. I think they'll have moments like they did last year where they just don't look like a very good NFL team because they still have issues on their offense, like. We don't know what Kenny Pickett is going to be. I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be better than he was last year. But their offensive line, it's not great. They still need to rebuild that defense. I mean, it's good, but it ain't what it once was. So I'm going to give them a loss to the Seahawks, and I think the Seahawks is a team that has gotten better because of them getting rid of Russell Wilson. And I'm also going to give them a loss to the Jaguars.
Okay.
I think the Jaguars are going to be a better team this year. Not a great team, but a better team. So I'm going to give the Pittsburgh Steelers a 10-7.
Okay. Good for you. They're going to be 7-10. I'm telling y'all.
I got faith that they can win 3 more games than that.
So you got them 9-8, Trey.
Yeah.
And what you giving the Bengals?
He gave the Bengals the same record.
Yeah.
No, okay, both of them 9-8.
Yeah. Now two mama, 7-10.
7-10.
That is crazy.
Yeah, everybody.
And then the Cleveland Browns, last one in this division. They play the Bengals, Steelers, Titans, Ravens, 49ers, Colts, Seahawks, Cardinals, Ravens, Steelers, Broncos, Rams, Jaguars, Bears, Texans, Jets, Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you have the Browns at, Trey?
I have them second, right?
Yeah.
So...
You gave the, who'd you have first? Ravens? I forgot. Mm-hmm. What'd you give the Ravens?
13-4.
And the Bengals and Pittsburgh at 9-8.
Yeah.
7-10. Y'all better listen to me now. Mm-hmm.
And so the Ravens,
Browns.
The Browns is going to be 11-6.
I knew you were going to say that.
11-6.
I seen you putting them at 11-6.
I'm going to say...
Give me that schedule one more time, right quick.
Bengals, Steelers, Titans, Ravens, 49ers, Colts, Seahawks, Cardinals, Ravens, Steelers, Broncos, Rams, Jaguars, Bears, Texans, Jets, Bengals. For the first time, I'm not gonna do it. But all right, I got them losing 3 automatically. I got them losing to the Jets. I got them losing to the Jaguars. I got them losing to the Bears. I got them losing to the Broncos. I got them losing to the Seahawks. I got them losing to the 49ers.
You really think they're going to lose to all those teams?
What's that, 9 games? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
7-10, like I told you, man.
I got them losing to the Titans. I'm gonna take that back. I think I'll lose to the Titans. 8-9. Hold up, did I say the Rams?
No.
I got them losing to the Rams.
10-7.
10-7.
Okay. You know, when we sitting there looking like, goddamn Trey.
I told y'all. Both of y'all.
Wait, we're agreeing on the Browns.
Yeah, we sure do. Okay. So we're going
to be wrong.
But what's our predictions for the AFC North?
The predictions, you, Duke has the Bengals 13-4, Ravens 12-5, Steelers 10-7, and Browns 7-10. Fat Man Trey, you have them at the Ravens 13-4, the Browns 11-6, and you got tied at 9-8, Steelers and Bengals. Auntie Mama, you have everybody at 7-10. Watch it.
All right, the next division we're doing, the NFC South. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, Atlanta Falcons. Now, for me, this is going to be a tough one since all teams are in this division were bad last year. But I still think this will be a pretty bad division. But I've already said before, though, I got the Panthers winning this division because the Saints definitely got worse, the Buccaneers got worse. The Saints are old. Both of them are old, really. And then the Falcons, I think they got better. But I'm still not, I don't think I'm going to put them at number two. But for me, I'm going to say the Panthers at one.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Buccaneers at two. The Atlanta Falcons at three. And the New Orleans Saints at four.
I would switch the Falcons and the Buccaneers.
I mean, when I was going through it, I was like, I'm thinking the Falcons are going to be, might end up being better than what I think they are. But at the same time, the Buccaneers still have one of the best defenses in the league. So, and they also have one of the best defensive coaches. The issue with them is going to be their offense. Like, they have nobody except Mike Evans and whatever the other dude name is.
Well, they ain't got no points. God, the offense put up 4 points. Defense win the game, all right?
Yeah. Uh-oh. And so, you know, I'm automatically, you know, as long as that boy down there is down there in Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay is going to be fourth on my list. Then it's going to be the Saints. At three, Falcons at two, and we number one, Carolina number one.
So you got Panthers, Falcons, Buccaneers. I mean Saints, and then the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
You putting them at last?
Yeah, Buccaneers last. Mm-hmm. They ain't gonna be able to score no points with Mr. Mayfield out there.
Well, that depends on if he starts, because they still got it.
Kyle Trask.
So, and they drafted him last year, didn't they?
Yeah, in the second round.
He might play.
Yeah, I mean, I liked him in Florida, so I can't say he's going to be trash. Yeah. But
I'm going to have to pay attention to them this upcoming, during the
preseason.
Yeah.
But
Y'all going to. I believe this young boy gonna come out and do something for the city.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, for the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Not a whole, so I, cause he, I, it's not his ego, but he energetic. You understand? And these old players gonna have to keep up with him. That's why we went in and got us some energetic, you know, players. Cause we know we gotta come down here and whoop y'all. So we feel you know. I have no doubt about my quarterback. Period.
That's not gonna happen.
Period.
I definitely
but
don't give
listen,
y'all that win.
I'm not knocking the Panthers. Let me see. Do I want to knock the Panthers? Let me see. Where y'all put me at on y'all prediction?
I think I got y'all at third.
Yeah. Shit, I probably should have put y'all at fourth.
Well. Of course, you know, since you said that, Trey, I'm going to go ahead and put y'all last.
I think I really got y'all second.
You got us third. Duke, you have us last.
For real?
Since y'all went up in the bottom.
I thought I put y'all at third. Who I got at third? I got the Giants.
I got the Giants coming
for
last.
For me, it's either Giants or Washington, because
yeah,
I had
you
Eagles.
You got the Giants coming last. Not you. Trey, Duke.
Hey,
you got the Cowboys 10-7. So you say.
That's a winning record. Come on.
Uh-uh.
I can't believe I gave that whole division a winning record. Like,
you got the Eagles coming in first.
Yeah, that's a
good. The Redskins coming in second. The Giants coming in third. But you have us last.
What record I gave the Giants?
But then I said you and Washington going to have the same record.
You gave the Giants 12-5.
For real?
For real, yeah, you was tripping.
I'm reevaluating.
Nah, I know reevaluating.
12-5 sound crazy now.
Yeah, that's why
weeks ago didn't sound that crazy.
That's why I said we gotta win as we gonna temper these things.
Hey, that was a prediction.
No,
they
we can't watch
out.
The playoff and change it. Your prediction is your prediction.
Yeah.
But on this though, I do got the Panthers winning y'all division because of that quarterback. Because I'm going to tell you, yeah, y'all going to win y'all losing to Dallas now.
We don't get to that.
Yeah, just want to let y'all know that.
But you got Panthers first.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give y'all a 13-4. I see
13-4. I think I ain't gonna lie. 13-4. I have faith in my team.
Yeah.
I love my team.
I'm telling y'all, That's a little rich for my blood.
This young boy
gonna come. I'm telling y'all. I should have to tell y'all about y'all own team.
No, don't get me wrong. I think it's not gonna be that we just got our ass kicked on some of these games. Some of these games is going to come down to some bullshit. They're going to be like, they got to make a story. The NFL is a story league.
Well, there's a reason they're playing Atlanta in the very first game. There's a reason they're playing the Saints in the second game. There's a reason our only Thursday night game is against the Texans. Yeah. So
I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, tell me y'all record.
Oh, well, you ain't tell us your whole prediction for the division first.
I'm torn between the Buccaneers and the Saints.
I have no faith in the Saints at all.
I just don't feel like the Dirty Birds. I don't feel like they.
I think they're a young team that's building.
I don't see the Falcons. I might be changing mine.
Only one team in this division.
I think I might put the Saints in second. Because
They picked up somebody.
They got Derek Carr.
Okay.
Derek Carr is not a great
It's not Derek Carr. It's somebody else they got that I seen and I was watching.
He also ain't got nobody to throw it to.
Mike Thomas coming back supposedly.
Slant boy ain't gonna do nothing.
We're gonna say allegedly he's coming back.
Slant boy ain't gonna do nothing.
I mean, we don't know, man. He
okay. It's been 3 years, but okay.
Hey man,
I ain't worried about Slant boy.
Yeah, he ain't been.
I'm gonna go Buccaneers second because I just feel like they gonna do something.
I'm telling y'all.
You just hate Baker Mayfield. That's the only reason you put them down there.
Whoa! Buccaneers got Baker?
Yeah.
They going last. I thought they had,
Because Tom really sailed off on the ship now. He really gone now.
No. I thought they had one. He retired. I thought they said he was coming back.
No.
Nah, he talking about getting ownership in the Raiders and being their quarterback. It's a legitimate.
I don't feel like a motherfucking thing. The Buccaneers is not second. I'm gonna have to go with the Saints.
I hate the Falcons, but I'd rather hear the Falcons at number two than the Saints.
Only reason I think is like, I feel like they can. They're old, but they're the one that they've been together the longest.
Well, don't worry about it because the Falcons will not be last. You know that I don't care.
Yeah, the Falcons ain't gonna be last.
But the Buccaneers got Baker Mayfield. They're going last. Mm.
Your Panthers, Saints, Falcons, Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And mine was Saints. I mean
Panthers,
Buccaneers.
No. I ain't had a Buccaneers last.
Yes, you did.
I mean, I had them last.
Yeah.
You know what? I got y'all names wrong.
Yeah, I was Panthers, Bucks, Falcons, Saints.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this right. This is Dukes. And this is Trey. Because Trey got the Panthers, Falcons, Saints, and Buccaneers.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at the Bucks schedule. They play the Vikings, Bears, Eagles, Saints, Lions, Falcons, Bills, Texans, Titans, 49ers, Colts, Panthers, Falcons, Packers, Jaguars, Saints, Panthers. I might need to switch mine around a little bit because they got a tough schedule.
They going 6-11.
Well, that's three. Plus, they're going to lose to the Eagles. They're going to lose to the Lions. I don't remember if I gave the Lions that win or not, but now I'm going to give them the win. They're going to lose to the Bills. They're going to lose to the 49ers. They're going to lose
to the Eagles.
Yeah, I said them already. They're going to lose to the Jaguars. That's eight losses. I might actually have them getting swept by somebody.
Don't be surprised if it's us.
No, I'm not going to give it to us. Like, I feel like Atlanta would be the team that sweeps them.
Yeah, because they do have their number.
Like, I'm going to give them a loss to the Vikings. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say they're going to get swept by the Atlanta.
So you said you gave them a loss with the Vikings?
Yeah, that's week one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go 7-10 for the Buccaneers.
He's 7-10, I'm 6-11. I really want to go 5-12, but I'm gonna go 6-11.
You giving them 6?
Yeah, I really want to give them 5.
Cause that's what I'm giving them, 5, man.
5-12.
Mm-hmm.
And you 6-11, I'm 7-10. So there's one game to be honest,
allegedly they're in the sweepstakes trying to get Caleb Williams as their quarterback for next year.
Well, they have to be bad to get the number.
So,
one.
You know, that could be end up being 2-15. So, I mean, I'm saying 6. Well, but it's really a shade here off of 2.
You already know I got the Packers in the running for that anyway. So, I think I gave them 3 wins.
So, you putting the Buccaneers last?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I got them 2nd.
Are you with a 7-10 record?
I don't think this division is going to be very good. Like, I think the Panthers are going to win the division by a lot of games, and then the Bucks, Saints, and Falcons, I think all three of them are going to have losing records, and I don't think either one of them are going to look
so
very good.
So you
want to
keep what you got?
Yeah, Panthers, Saints. I might.
Come on, make up your mind now.
Panthers, yeah, Panthers, Bucks, Falcons, Saints.
All right, it's written in stone. It's over.
So the Falcons must gonna win 6 games with you, or 5 games.
Panthers, Buccaneers, Falcons, Saints.
Yeah.
Okay.
For now.
Nah.
Cause you got to come in
7. I might give the Falcons a 7-10 record too.
Okay.
Cause I really feel like it can be a toss up between the Falcons and Falcons and Bucks right now. Definitely got the Saints coming in last, but Falcons and Bucks. I feel like it could be
so
a
everybody
closer.
Else going to be
so,
7-10.
Let me look at their schedule first. No, the Saints are going to win like 4 games.
I don't think they're going to win 4 games.
Whose schedule I'm looking at now? Oh, I'm still looking at the Buccaneers. What schedule? What did you give the Buccaneers? You said... Oh, yeah, you said 6-11.
I said 6-11. She said 5-12.
Yeah.
So you're going with the Panthers, the Falcons, the Saints, and the Bucks.
Uh-huh.
Falcons, man.
The Falcons. And yours was Panthers.
Saints.
Saints. Falcons, Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go through the Panthers' schedule real quick. The Panthers, Falcons, Saints, Seahawks, Vikings, Lions, Dolphins, Texans, Colts, Bears, Cowboys, Titans, Buccaneers, Saints, Falcons, Packers, Jaguars, Buccaneers. I think they actually have a pretty easy schedule.
17-0.
You're crazy.
I know.
Because that's they got to lose 3 times.
You know, I drank the Kool-Aid at the beginning of the
too
year.
Too much. You drink it too much, and then I'm always the one that got to help you cope. Because you end up being wrong.
Hey,
I say y'all prediction 13-4.
13-4?
Yeah, you did say 13-4. For us, I'm gonna go. I'm telling you that those 5 win seasons has got me bitter. I mean, got me with this.
You afraid to expect too much?
Yeah, I am. I've been drinking the Kool-Aid, and I've been saying every time, yeah, I'm with it. But so I'm gonna go 11-6.
Okay.
With the Panthers?
Yeah, okay. 11-6.
I got more faith in y'all team than y'all.
How many you say? You said 13-4.
Yeah, no, you do. Give me 12-5.
Okay.
I'm gonna say they gonna lose to. Well, I know before I was given incorrect. Before I was this, I think this is the only division so far where I predicted a sweep. But because I said the Falcons was gonna sweep the Buccaneers. Bucks.
But you gave the Buccaneers 7-10.
Yeah, but they're gonna be number 2.
Yeah.
I ain't figured that out yet.
See, so look, the Saints are gonna be bad, okay?
We just
I'm telling you that now.
One game, one season.
But the Panthers, I'm gonna say they're gonna lose to the Lions. They're gonna lose to the Dolphins. They're gonna lose.
To the Cowboys. I'm gonna say the truth, man.
They're gonna lose one to the Bucks, and they're gonna drop one to the Saints. I think they'll drop the away game to the Saints. I want to say either the Seahawks or the Vikings. I'm gonna go with the Seahawks since that one is an away game. But I think they'll lose to one of those two teams. So, what's that? 12-5? Mm-hmm. So, both me and Trey went 12-5.
Yeah.
And for me, this is weird because I don't usually give the Panthers. Like, I don't get my hopes up too much
you
with the Panthers.
You should have been.
But I'm going to say 12-5.
11-6. Cause y'all gonna lose to the Cowboys.
That's not happening.
Okay.
That's not happening.
I definitely didn't give us a loss on no. Mm-hmm. The one I was on when I said 11-6 was the Titans game. And only because I don't know what that game is. I don't know if it's here.
That's crazy. I got us dropping one to both the Saints and the Bucks, and I think the Saints gonna be the worst in the division. And I got to sweep in Atlanta.
No, I don't think we're going to sweep Atlanta.
I want to sweep Atlanta so bad.
I still want payback from the BS when my boy PJ, excuse me, he ain't even really my boy because he ain't on the team no more. PJ, wow. And when he threw that Hail Mary to DJ.
And DJ took his helmet off, costing us that game.
No, you will not. No, you will not. Eddie Pinheiro cost us that game, missing those field goals.
DJ took his helmet off. Keep your helmet off. This is why you're in Chicago.
No. Eddie Pinheiro should be kicked out the damn team, too.
He was hot. That's why he took his helmet off. He already did a bunch of runs.
I'm actually going to switch it, though. I'll say we're going to sweep the Saints and lose one to the Falcons and the Bucks. Mm-hmm. But that's still 12-5.
No.
I think we might sweep the Bucks.
I think we're going to drop one.
I think we're going to get the buck. We owed enough from last year because we was about to make the playoffs. And then Tom Brady came in and was throwing the ball. And it was lights out. Josh Norman couldn't even get on the field. Nobody was doing nothing. It was just terrible. J.C. Horn got hurt a couple of weeks prior. Flashback.
Both games are near the end of the season. I think we'll drop the first one to the Bucks and then get our face back and end the season on a good note in week 18.
Okay, so what's your prediction?
12-5 for the Panthers.
12-5, both y'all got 12-5. Okay, yeah. The Falcons.
Let me pull up their schedule real quick.
They ain't got no tough schedule, I don't think.
So Panthers, Packers, Lions, Jaguars, Texans, Commanders, Buccaneers, Titans, Vikings, Cardinals, Saints, Jets, Buccaneers, Panthers, Colts, Bears, Saints. I'm going to say they'll lose to the Lions. I already gave them one against the, no, did I have them sweep the Falcons? No, I gave them one against the Falcons. I gave them one loss against the Panthers. They'll lose to the Jaguars. They'll lose to the Commanders. They'll lose to the Vikings. They'll lose to the Jets. They'll lose to the Bears. And I'm going to give them a loss to the Colts. And I'm going to give them one to the Cardinals.
Shit, that's not.
I got to give them one more because I already predicted them going third. So, did I give them?
So what you trying to say? They're going to be 7-10?
Yeah, they're going to go 7-10. You know what? I don't know.
Well, you gave a bunch of heads the same thing. So is your last three going to be 7-10, or what's the Saints going
to
be?
Saints going to have a worse record than them. I'm also giving them a loss to the Texans.
So
that'll
be 8.
7-10. Oh. Yeah, because before I said the Texas, I
was
at 9.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, you got the Buccaneers and the Falcons going the same time.
So, I'm going to say the Falcons are going to go. They're going to go 8-9.
8-9, okay. You got them coming second.
Mm-hmm. Damn, y'all ain't got no faith.
I mean, I would say it's either it's gonna be 8-9, 9-8. It's gonna be a toss up game.
The best I'll give him is 8-9.
I think it's gonna be a toss up game where was it the Colts they played? It was somebody.
Yeah, they played the Colts. Yeah, they played the Texans, Jaguars, Jets.
I think it's the Colts. I'm gonna get them. That's gonna be the toss-up game. Cause you know I still have a lot of faith in Anthony Richardson.
I knew they had this whole time I've been thinking like who was the Colts quarterback, and I could not get his name in my head. And weren't you giving the Falcons?
I'm gonna give him six games.
Six wins, okay. What's that,
6-12?
6-11. Okay.
And what you give him, Trey?
I gave him 8-9-8. 8-9 or 9-8.
Go with 8-9.
That's the Falcons. That's what you got second.
Yeah, I got. We'll go with 9-8.
Okay.
Crazy. They gonna have a loser.
All right. Oh, wait. No. 8-9. Cause I'm thinking that game with Anthony Richardson, they gonna lose.
Yeah.
So yeah, 8-9.
Okay, your prediction 8-9. That'll get them in the playoffs.
Nah, not in this division. Not. I don't think this year.
They're not getting to the playoffs.
What you got for the Saints?
The Saints, their schedule: Titans, Panthers, Packers, Bucks, Patriots, Texans, Jaguars, Colts, Bears, Vikings, Falcons, Lions, Panthers, Giants, Rams, Buccaneers, Falcons.
7-10. That's why I got.
I already got them getting swept by the Saints. I mean, by the Panthers. I got them losing one to the Falcons and the Bucks. I got them losing to the Patriots, the Jaguars, the Texans, the Colts, the Bears, the Vikings, the Lions, the Giants,
ooh,
the Rams.
Is that 13 losses?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. You said four.
I told you it was going to be bad.
You said four.
Four wins. I told you I was giving them four wins.
So I 100% them 13 and four?
Four and 14. Or 4-13.
Yeah.
I do not believe they will win any more than four games.
Mm. We're obviously on two different spectrums with the Buccaneers and the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I gave the Saints 7-10. What you got the Saints at, Trey?
7-10.
And what you doing on Buccaneers?
Buccaneers, I had them.
They last now.
Yeah, I got them either getting between two and five wins. Okay. But it's more closer to two wins because I feel like they in. I feel like
they're 3-14.
They, no, with the Buccaneers, you said 6.
No, I did.
Because I was said 7-10. She said you said 6-12.
Or I said that two. I said between. I said 5 and. I think I said 5 and 12.
When we went through it though, you said 6 wins, and she said 5.
No, that's yeah, it. That was on the.
That is what happened. That's exactly what you said. I remember that one, Trey. No, you did. You changed it now, but it's what you said, Trey.
No, I
did. She wrote it down. Didn't you write it down?
No, I didn't write it down. See, he said it, but I didn't write it down.
Because I said, because what I said was they supposed to be in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes. I said, so they could be going for broke, and they can be getting about 2 wins. So I said, because they're going to try to get the pick. But I think they're going to go between, I say, 3. Because you said what you said.
I gave them 7-10.
Yeah, you gave them 7-10.
Yeah,
I'm giving
5-12.
I'm giving the Buccaneers 3-14.
Okay.
Wow. Worse than the Packers?
Wow. All right.
Cause you don't know what Jordan Love got.
You don't know what Kyle Trask got.
Hey, you right. I don't know. Here's but I know that what I seen on the what I've seen in OTAs.
They look terrible.
They look both of them. So,
for the NFC South, Duke, you said Panthers 12-5. The Buccaneers 7-10. The Falcons 7-10. Post Saints, you gave them 4-3. 4-13. Jesus Christ.
They're going to be bad.
Fat Man Trey, you said the Panthers going to be 12-5. Mm-hmm. That's what you said. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay. The Falcons, 8-9. I just don't see that. But that's what you said. The Saints, 7-10. And the Buccaneers, Poe Buccaneers, 3-14. Mm-hmm. My prediction, Auntie Mama, I got the Panthers. I'm going to give them 13-4 because of this new quarterback. I'm telling y'all. The Saints, I gave them 7-10. The Falcons 6-11, and 5-12 for the Buccaneers. I gave them 5 games because they're gonna come up on the comeback and beat somebody who we don't think they're gonna beat. It always be like that.
I really do think the Buccaneers are gonna be good enough to get second place, but we will see.
Okay,
I think they won't. Caleb Williams, so it's gonna be the tank year.
We'll see. I think it's going to be an interesting season. But, yeah, those are our predictions for the AFC. Who we do? AFC North and the NFC South.
Yeah.
Next time we come on, we'll be doing the AFC South. But this is the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey. And you always know, Tar Heel Nation.
Cutting it out.
Laker Nation. Let's ride.
Boom.
Let's go, Duke.
I'm Auntie Mama.
And you know the Lakers won that
free agency. Go Cowboys.
Y'all seen Lakers won that free agency.
Thanks for listening.